Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Macabre misfortune.
I'm watching you.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 87 of Macabre Misfortunes. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Tracy.
Tracy, this is a story that you're going to have to know actually happened to believe it.
Okay.
This actually happened on the Spence family farm in Ireland, just south of Belfast. It was a beautiful Saturday in September. Brothers Nevin and Graham and their friend Andrew were actually doing some work on the family farm. And on this day, they were loading wood into the back of Nevin's car. Graham was 30 years old at the time. He was working on the farm, owned by his father, full-time.
Okay.
So this was his job. He would tend to the crops and to the livestock. His brother, Nevin, was 19 years old, and he was a professional rugby player. He would still come by, though, to help his father and his brother on the farm. He actually enjoyed the workout that he received on the farm as opposed to going to the gym.
Good. That worked out well.
He said most of the time the workout was better than what he would do at the gym.
Yeah.
So they finished loading the wood, or they were almost finished, and the mother had called him into the house to eat dinner. So they stopped what they were doing. They go in, they're eating dinner. Now, while they're eating, their father came in. He was looking a little bit distressed. When asked, you know, hey, what was the issue? Why do you look like you're a little bit upset? He explained that the family dog, a border collie, had fallen into one of the tanks underneath of the animal shed.
Aww.
Now, this shed, when I say animal shed, it's not your typical little shed to store your, you know, yard work equipment. This was a massive barn that held all of the family's livestock. It sat on top of a huge tank that went under the entire barn. That tank was 10 feet deep, and it was used to collect the cow manure.
Oh, that poor dog.
The cow manure would eventually be spread over the crops and be used as fertilizer, mm-hmm. So that's obviously why they were keeping it. How do you get into the pit? Well, there were 8 holes in the ground the size of manhole covers, we'll say. That's what actually the dog had fallen into. There apparently, several of them were open, so this could have happened at any point in time.
Yeah.
But the dog fell into the hole, and it was at the bottom of the tank. There was no way for the dog to get out whatsoever. So the boys quickly ran out from dinner. They grabbed a ladder, and they placed it on the inside of one of these entrances. It was too dark to see much in the pit, even with a flashlight. There was about 3.5 feet of cow manure at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Love that smell.
Graham grabbed a flashlight, and he started to descend into the pit. He shined the flashlight all around, looking for the dog. Couldn't find anything. About 15 seconds after he started, you know, looking for the dog and down there, about 15 seconds later, he starts to climb up back the ladder. But that's when something strange happened. And I'll tell you what happened right after a quick sponsor break.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Tracy, we mentioned that Graham climbed back up the ladder.
All right.
Well, just as his head got to the opening of the pit, his eyes rolled back in the back of his head, and he fell backwards into the pit.
Oh, my gosh. What in the world is happening here?
Nevin jumped on the ladder and quickly made his way down. Andrew went to the farmhouse to let everybody else know, hey, there's an emergency happening. During the time that Andrew was gone, Nevin had collapsed into the manure as well. So why did these two brothers collapse? When manure decomposes, it gives off a mixture of poisonous gases.
Oh, like ammonia, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because the gases are heavy, they float or stay kind of at the bottom. So they don't stay up in the air. They're heavier than air, so they kind of sit right on the bottom. When the sludge was disturbed, it released the gases.
Oh.
Much like the lake that we talked about over right. in Africa. Remember, mm-hmm. once the earthquake or something happened, it disturbed all that and sent all the gas up in the air through the lake. The tank had become more toxic with each person who went down into it. In fact, these tanks are usually fenced off and they require special equipment just to be able to enter them, which apparently this family did not have. So Andrew, returning with the father of the brothers, of course, he has no clue what's going on other than the fact that his two sons are now down at the bottom of this tank, and you already know what he was about to do.
Take a poop in there?
No. He's going to jump into the pit, just like the other two did, because he doesn't know what's happening. He just knows they're down there. He gets down to the bottom. He grabs Graham and he starts carrying him up the ladder. Just as he gets high enough for Andrew to grab a hold of him, he started to lose consciousness and he let go of the ladder. When that happened, both of them fell back into the pit. So now there's three of them down in the poisonous manure pit. Right about the time that this happened, their sister Emma and her husband were actually coming to visit that day. She sees a car speeding up the driveway towards the shed. So her husband parks the car while she ran to the shed entrance. Andrew was standing at the entrance, and he told her that, hey, your dad and your brothers are both unconscious in the pit. So guess what she did?
She jumped in.
She went down the ladder. Andrew tried to stop her, but she pushed Andrew out of the way and went down the ladder. I'm thinking Andrew's kind of a wuss because...
Well, it's probably a good thing he's a wuss.
Right, but I'm just saying, Andrew sees friends down in the ladder and he doesn't bother to try to go down there.
Yeah.
He sees them in the pit. He doesn't try to go. And then when she comes, she's able to just push him out of the way and go down the ladder herself. So,
right.
So much for Andrew being the adventurous type. She grabs her father by his belt and she lifts him up high enough, at least, to where people above ground were able to grab him. Then she climbed back down for her brother. She grabbed Graham, and as she started climbing the ladder, she started to get lightheaded herself. That's the last thing that she actually remembered. A little while later, she woke up in the shed, laying on her side. Graham was successfully pulled out by the others right before she passed out. Now, unfortunately, they couldn't risk pulling anybody else out of there until rescue teams arrived. Eventually, firefighters arrived, and they brought oxygen tanks and all the other stuff that they would need to try to help out. They go down, they recover Nevin and the family dog from the bottom of the tank. Tragically, Nevin and the father were pronounced dead at the scene. Graham was rushed to the hospital, where he would also die.
Oh my gosh.
Emma made a full recovery, but was obviously devastated. In a few short minutes, she lost her dad, two brothers, and the family dog.
Aw, what a sad story.
All these stories are sad.
You keep saying that.
And you keep saying
I know it.
And you keep saying what a sad story. When it's called macabre misfortunes.
Yeah. Well, that's a shame that happened.
Well, I mean, I guess everybody else, like the mom and Andrew, lived, so you could hang your hat on that.
That's true. I mean, I guess the father didn't realize that could happen. He did not know.
I don't guess. I mean, I don't think he would have jumped down in there if he'd known. Well, I don't think none of them would have.
Well, that's true.
Because Graham worked on the farm all the time, so that's his regular job. You would think he would know if anybody knew, so.
Yikes.
You would think when that was installed that they were probably towed, since they said that most of the time those come with a fence around them and special equipment.
Mm-hmm. Very sad. Yeah. Unfortunate.
And if they, I don't know if you're supposed to keep the lids on those things or not. I'm sure you do.
Oh, I'm sure.
That would have prevented all of it.
Uh-huh. Yep. Probably didn't do that.
Now, I'm curious if they've ever used that thing or not before, because how else did they get the manure out? Without going in there and get, I don't know how the things are set up, but you would have thought they would have, if they were using the manure for,
they would have some.
They would have been down there before to get it. So that would have
maybe they just
stirred
had
up
some
the gases as well.
Maybe they just had like a machine where they just went down there and like
maybe
a
so.
Fat,
maybe,
you
it, saying? Maybe it was just pumped out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Maybe it was just pumped out.
Yeah.
Pump up the poop. Pump it up.
Pump it up.
All right, guys, thank you so much. We love you. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Hey, guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT. Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT. Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.